Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's Log, Stardate 0206-2022. In the studio this evening, it is myself, the Lord, Doctor, Reverend, and hopefully maybe sometime Ambassador.
You got to get that figured
Captain
out
Kickass.
For too long, you have almost been an ambassador.
Well, it's fine. Okay. I mean,
all right.
I didn't get the doctorate until some caller called in and gave it to me, like honorary doctorate style, and I was like, sweet, thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
These things take time.
All the people in med school were saying the same thing. I'm going to be a doctor.
But I want to take just a second and say welcome back to Nikki.
Thank you.
Our some of our chatters had missed you terribly.
I'm surprised they're still around. Abandon the show already.
They may come back if they know she's back, so that's why I'm making a point of pointing it out. Yeah. So
guess who's back?
And then
again.
And then, of course,
Nikki's
we have
back.
Richie Rich.
And so that completes the trio. The dynamic trio.
The triad. The triforce.
The holy trinity.
The holy trinity of Free Talk Live.
God bless.
The Bermuda Triangle of Free Talk Live. Oh, boy. Well, we're going to do a show, I guess. 603-283-6160 is our telephone number here if you want to call and talk with us or bring up any subject you like. We're going to talk about all sorts of fun stuff, as usual. Richie Rich is on top of it in bringing clickbait-worthy articles to discuss.
That's what I do, man. It's kind of my thing.
For those of you who are listening on radio, you haven't been able to read the title of tonight's show. It is Meta Rape and the Gay Penguins, which sounds like a band.
It could very well be.
Right?
Trademark.
I don't know what kind of band, what kind of music they might play.
It would have to be
smooth jazz.
It'd have to be like, I don't know, like.
It's funnier if it's smooth jazz.
Like, yeah. Punk barbershop quartet or something. You know, something along those lines. But
all male a cappella.
All male a cappella punk rock.
There you go.
Right? You know, everybody's screaming, but they're yelling in like harmonies and stuff, wearing like the red, white, and blue styrofoam hats and the, you know, fancy.
The barber pinstripes.
That's right. That's right. You know what I'm talking about.
I gotcha.
Picking up what I'm laying down. Richie Rich, you brought these in. Where do we start? The Gay Penguins?
You know, why not?
All right. This is from RT.com.
So you know it's legit. Russians would never put out false information to an American audience.
Never.
Never.
It's not, I have to point out, it's not from RTUSA.com or RT.com/USA, but it's under World News, apparently.
Yeah.
The headline here is, Gay Penguins Become Foster Parents.
Good.
Aww,
good for them.
That's cute.
Right?
My first question is, how did they fill out the paperwork? They don't have hands.
They have beaks.
You know, there's a whole bunch of bureaucracy to jump through to become foster parents. So I don't understand how. Are they getting paid the same rate? Are they fostering human kids? Or are they fostering penguin kids?
The likelihood is in the animal world, they just stole the baby. They went, we can't have one. Yours is ours now. And then, boom, foster parents.
It goes on to say a same-sex couple of Humboldt penguins are now raising a baby chick whom they helped incubate.
So they stole the egg.
The Rosamond Gifford Zoo's colony of Humboldt penguins has grown to 28 on January 1st. The newcomer chick stands out for being the first one at the Syracuse, New York conservation facility to be brought to hatching by a same-sex pair, the zoo reported. Humboldt penguins may accidentally damage their eggs during incubation. Keepers at breeding facilities like the one at Rosamond Gifford Zoo may swap a fertilized egg laid by high-risk parents for a dummy and trust the real deal to a more experienced and careful foster couple.
So is this their first foster egg then?
Like,
they got experience intubating these eggs or incubating these eggs.
I don't think any of you guys are dumb, but I just had this. I have some friends of mine that are kind of dummies at times.
Okay.
I just, when they said replaced by a dummy, I just had like this picture in my head of somebody like swapping like an egg for like one of my friends, you know.
Or that weird one for the Penguins of Madagascar or whatever. Whatever movie that.
Or the son from Sanford and Son, Lamont.
Okay.
Right? Because Sanford was like, come on, you big dummy. Right? So, yeah, they're, anyway. During this breeding season, they did so with a freshly bonded pair of male birds named Elmer and Lima, or Lima, I'm not sure. Interestingly, Elmer received his name after the brand of glue, which keepers used to fix the shell of his egg, which was damaged by his parents in mid-December. The egg was placed in the nest that they built after the couple demonstrated that they could take care of a dummy first.
So they're not smart enough to realize that they're caring for a dummy egg, and they're like, nope, good, let's give them the real deal. They're clearly the best and brightest.
They literally, like, gave them, you know, like a pre-GED test. Right? Okay. They're like, we're not going to, like, you gotta do this test first before we give you the real thing.
Do they still do that in like, American high schools? Like, take the baby home so you know you don't want to get pregnant, teenager.
Oh, maybe they do. I think, don't they just have those devices now that they have to, like, care for the baby and that kind of thing?
It's like a Tamagotchi egg?
Yes.
Okay,
thank you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We got those taken away in high school.
Yeah, I didn't have those in high school. So.
I didn't have one either. Just
of course, I didn't
carrying around.
I didn't attend much of high school.
Okay.
I graduated freshman year, and that was it.
Nice.
But, I mean, I dropped out before freshman year was over.
Okay.
But, like, my grades were so good that they're just like, yeah, fine, whatever. If he comes back, he'll be
a
sophomore, and I never came back because screw public schools. I went and took my pre-GED test, and it was just me in a room with the instructor or the administrator of the test. I took the test, and they went and they graded it, and they came back, and they were like, we have another pre-GED test, a different one that we want to give you. And I'm like, well, why? Did I do that horribly? Did I totally botch it? She's like, no, quite the opposite. You actually score higher than anybody has ever scored here at this particular center.
Nice.
Wow.
And I was like, so if that's true, why do I have to take this other one? And she's like, well, we just want you to. And I'm like, are you trying to say that you think I cheated? You were in the room with me the entire time watching me. I was the only one taking the test. It was you and me in the room. Did you give me answers? Did I look up and go, hey, what's the answer to number 10 over here? No. None of that happened. So, you know, and I put up a little bit of a fuss. But so they gave me the second test, and I scored even higher.
Okay.
On the second one.
I thought it was like an advanced placement.
Because now, well.
Like, let's really evaluate him. He's, yeah.
So now, after they accused me of cheating the first time, I was a little angry. And so then I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, fine, I'll take your freaking test.
I'm actually going to study this time.
No, I mean, I took it right then.
Oh,
there.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like immediately after it. And it's a long test. It's, hour and a half or something, 2 hours.
I'm a little surprised that bright kids don't do that sooner, like you did.
Well, there's
right? Like, why wait 4 years of high school?
There's actually a program. I did it. It's called, well, it was at least called where I'm from, Gateway in Pathways.
Yeah.
So you leave high school when you're 16, and then you go take college credits. So you're kind of, it's dual enrollment.
Yeah.
So you're taking college-level courses, but they count towards an associate's degree and a high school diploma. So you're kind of getting both of them done at the same time. And so by the time you're graduating high school, you're getting an associate's degree.
I don't know what it is now or if it varies from state to state, but when I was 16, I was eligible to take the GED immediately. Like, and I didn't have to have like parental permission or anything like that.
I just mean it should be given out like pre-high school. Like before you get to high school, like, let's see how smart this kid really is.
Oh,
yeah, because like, why waste their time?
If you pass the GED, You just save 4 years of your life, and you can go do other things.
Yeah, well,
but that's precious indoctrination time.
Yeah, the government's not going to.
Well, again, that's what I'm saying. The brightest kids, because if you can get a parent to go like, "Duh, go take the GED, and we'll do something else for 4 years. We'll start a business. You can have a home business at 14, and you pass the GED test, and you'll be that much further ahead."
I wonder if these gay foster penguins took a GED test or if they graduated high school. I wonder if there's anything more in this article.
I wish I had a family joke in the next 10 seconds.
We'll find out. Burgess Meredith, where are you when we need you? 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Lord, help us all. I have seen Richie Rich in a bow tie. He looks pimp.
black and gold tuxedo.
Yeah, yeah. Did you have a cane? I didn't see a cane in the photo. Like some sort of nice, like a black cane with a nice gold top, something.
A tiger or like a lion.
Something.
Okay, so porcupine. I don't have that.
Porcupine, yeah.
I have several canes. One made of bull penis.
Oh.
That's better than bull, well, crap.
Given to me by a rancher's wife.
I guess.
I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends on your opinion, right?
I guess so.
I love handing that to people without telling them.
I bet. Yeah.
Go, here, hold this for me. And then I giggle. And I go, like, why are you giggling? I go, because you're holding my cane. And I'm like, so? I'm like, you know what that's meant.
That was like the awkward moment when we found out what pizzle meant and the dog was already eating it. The, like, dog bones, I guess that's like code word for penis.
Okay. Pizzle was pipe.
I don't know. Not in dog treat language.
Oh,
not according to the internet.
I thought dog treats are just like milk bones.
No, this is
not in the Snoop Dogg treat language.
Well, that's just another way of saying Shaggy Snack.
Okay.
Or Scooby Snack. Right? Scooby and Shaggy have those giant... If you don't know, if you're out there in listener land, this is Free Talk Live, by the way. If you don't know, Shaggy and Scooby were the biggest stoners to ever grace cartoondom.
They were hiding in the closet in the beginning. They always have the munchies.
They were all like, wow, man. You know? Like, wow, Scoob. Right? Like, they're totally baked, man.
It's so fun to, like, realize stuff like that as an adult. Like, I've been watching these cartoons my entire childhood, and then one day you're like, they're stoned.
So that's the wonderful thing about children's cartoons, is the good ones are chock full of adult humor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and made by people who were intoxicated on many things or right. just had different brains.
But as a child, it's whoosh, like right over their heads.
Yeah.
But if you have to sit there and watch SpongeBob with a child, there's something there for you too.
Yeah, great point.
So we've been talking about these gay penguins in a New York zoo, the Rosamund Gifford Zoo specifically, who...
Government zoos are turning the penguins gay.
Thank you, Rich E. Alex Jones, Rich. And somehow they made these penguins do some sort of a test with like a fake egg, a dummy egg, that they just called dummy, apparently. The article goes on to say...
Hard-boiled egg first, Mike.
I like hard-boiled eggs. I had some deviled eggs last night. They're delicious.
All right.
I just needed to say that. The article continues saying, despite being inexperienced, the two birds did a stellar job bringing their charge to hatching. The baby penguin continues to be brooded and cared for by both Elmer and Lima, who are doing a great job. And once they have experience doing this and continue to do it well, they will be considered to foster future eggs.
That foster penguin is going to get picked on so much in penguin school. Where's your mom?
You were an accident. How do you know? Because you have two dads.
It's kind of messed up how they're stealing eggs from other penguins, replacing them with fake eggs, and then like saying, you're unfit to parent, you're too dumb of a penguin. These other penguins
Let's just move this into human life for a minute. What if the government came in to parents that they thought were unfit and replaced their children with a dummy child, right? And then gave that child to, you know, a gay couple to see if they how they would do raising.
Here, you get this crash test dummy.
Right.
If you can keep this thing alive for a week.
Here's like a Chucky doll.
But isn't that the point of the high school one? Right? No. Give them an egg in high school the fake baby.
I don't know what that's about.
Clearly those parents either failed that or did not have to take that test in high school. I went to all boys school. We did not do that at all.
Weren't allowed to be gay foster parents?
I went to an all boys Catholic school. We weren't allowed to take a friend to the prom.
Well, there's your penguin joke right there. You went to a Catholic school. You had the penguin, right?
Oh, okay. Like the priest or brother, is that what you're...
The nun, yeah.
Oh. They did not dress in the habits, but the few nun teachers that I did have.
Yeah. I was hearkening back to the Blues Brothers when they had to go visit the penguin, because they went to Catholic school. All right, well, there goes the penguin joke.
But it was very clear.
Anyways.
Prom was very clear. You're not allowed to take a friend.
You can't even take a friend and, you know, do the arm's length Christian side hug.
It was bring a girl or don't come at all. Like, that was kind of...
Oh, okay, I misunderstood. So yeah. you can bring a okay.
Female.
Yeah.
But if you two dudes wanted to save on a prom ticket, no.
Nope.
Forbidden.
No way.
You pay full price, both of you.
Same-sex couples of various species of penguins fostered eggs in the past at several other institutions in Spain, Germany, Brazil, and the U.S., Director Fox said. The latest example in Syracuse should be taken as inspirational by humans when they consider what a successful family should look like. Okay.
Two loving parents. It doesn't have to be male.
This director, Director Fox, thinks humans should look to penguins as the latest example in what a successful family should look like.
Yes, let's look to the species who doesn't know the difference between a real and a dummy egg. That's who we need to model human behavior after.
The Humboldt penguin's natural habitat stretches along the western coast of Latin America, from southern Chile to northern Peru. The species is considered vulnerable due to commercial fishing, which reduced their food supplies and predation of colonies by animals like rats and feral cats.
Thought it was going to be vulnerable due to lack of intelligence. Just breed out the dummies.
You big dummy. Penguins. How do they work? Crossing like
waddle
songs and jokes.
Then they get eaten by seals.
Seal or seals?
Like the artist seal?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or like seals and Croft.
Okay. Crosby in there somewhere?
Stills, Nash, and Rogan.
Oh, Rogan.
Rojogan. I invented that one day when I was, smoking something. And I do this sometimes. I'll just switch the first syllable of a word with another word, especially with names, right?
Okay. You know, does this go in line with your portmanteau fascination?
Kind of, yeah.
Like, keep it fresh, you know?
I don't know, like Tronald Dump.
Right? Ooh, that's a good one.
You know, for example. Right?
It just has a better ring to it, you know?
Sometimes they're funny. If you have to think about it and go, is it funny? And then if it is, then you say it out loud and hopefully it's actually funny.
Bo Jiden. I can do it too.
Yep. Bo Jiden, Tronald Dump. Clillery Hinton? That's tough to do. O'Rock Bobama? That one's tough.
Actually sounds okay.
It's almost like Igpe Atenle.
Okay.
Yeah.
In that respect.
Sure.
So, why are we talking about Pig Latin now all of a sudden? We are the kings of Segway.
Killing time.
Except we don't segue into
killing
really
time
anything.
Until you call.
Anything of value.
We're moving on.
At 603-283-6160.
Do you have gay penguins in your backyard?
And if you do, will they be groped inside Facebook's metaverse? We'll talk about a mother who alleges that happened to her. Coming up on Free Talk Live.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says there's a very distinct possibility that Russia will attack Ukraine any time now. He said as much on the Sunday morning talk circuit in Washington. Sullivan told ABC's This Week that Russian President Vladimir Putin will order an attack on Ukraine, warning it could take a number of different forms. He asked that the U.S. is ready to respond in a number of different forms as well, including diplomacy. But
if they choose to go down the path of escalation instead, it will come at enormous human cost to Ukrainians, but it will also, we believe, over time, come at real strategic cost to Vladimir Putin.
Meanwhile, Sullivan says the administration is working to rally allies and provide support to the Ukrainians. Reports say about 70% of Russia's military power could be in place soon for Putin to act. You're listening to USA Radio News. South Korea has recorded its 1 millionth COVID-19 case. It did so as the country set another record for daily case counts. More than 38,000 cases were logged Sunday as the country grapples with a wave driven by the Omicron variant. The high daily case counts have come sooner than public health officials had expected. Meanwhile, another vaccine against COVID has been announced.
A South African company says it's developed a COVID-19 vaccine based on publicly released data on Moderna's vaccine. Afrigen Biologics says it could start human trials by the end of the year. The creation of the vaccine without the original developer's assistance and approval is thought to be a first.
That was USA Radio's Chris Barnes. Jackass Forever topped the weekend box office. The fourth movie in the series earned $23.5 million in ticket sales in its first weekend. Rounding out the top five, Moonfall, Spider-Man No Way Home, Scream, and Sing 2. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
The Liberty Radio Network presents the Sunday night edition of your favorite radio show and mine. Yes, it's Free Talk Live. Live radio call-in talk program where you can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. You can talk about what we're talking about. You can talk about stuff we used to talk about or talked about in the past or something we've never talked about. It's up to you. You control. 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Rich Rich.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started right at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this very important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all in a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. I do want to talk about the mother who alleges she was groped inside of the metaverse. However, since I just mentioned Bitcoin and Bitcoin.com, I want to just talk about this headline and perhaps this article. A DAO, that's a decentralized autonomous organization, something that exists on the Ethereum blockchain. It's a set of instructions. It's kind of a business, but it's a set of instructions that says, hey, if this, then do that, a bunch of different times. So a DAO has been created on the Ethereum blockchain to free Julian Assange.
Ooh.
And it has raised $7.5 million worth of Ethereum already. So those of you who aren't familiar with Julian Assange, get on your magic rectangles right now and in your favorite search engine, just type in Julian Assange, A-S-S-A-N-G-E, and read all about it. A group of cypherpunks recently initiated a decentralized autonomous organization in order to try and free the incarcerated WikiLeaks founder and activist Julian Assange. So far, the DAO has raised $7.5 million, and the funds will be used to help with Assange's legal fees and raise public awareness about his case.
That's awesome.
Okay, oh, yeah, that's awesome. Is that the problem that Julian Assange is running into? Like, he doesn't have enough money to buy his way out?
That's a great point.
Or that there's not enough people who are aware of his situation that is actually going to make an impact on the government's letting him go?
Perhaps.
Okay.
I don't know the ins and outs of it. I think it's a neat idea. I would like to learn more, which is, of course, why I brought the article in, because I didn't get to get through the whole thing.
I get it. I'm just saying, you know, I don't know how funding more of his legal fees is actually going to set him free. Like, well, the government seems hard pressed on keeping him locked up wherever they have him and torturing him as much as they are.
I like the idea of spreading the word because a lot of people don't know who Julian Assange is, and they should.
Okay.
Because, you know, what he did was right, and it was misconstrued by the government, as many things are.
Let's find out a little bit more. A decentralized autonomous organization has been created that aims to help Julian Assange gain freedom. Assange is a well-known journalist, activist, etc., and so on. He's been investigated by the U.S. government for publishing a series of 2010 Army intelligence leaks that were given to him by Chelsea Manning, formerly Bradley Manning. The United States would like to see Assange extradited to the U.S. due to his involvement with publishing classified American intelligence documents. Never mind that he's not American.
Yeah.
Right.
And broke no laws wherever he was. Yes.
Mind you, this intelligence information was U.S. troops torturing people and doing horrendous things overseas. So
it was revealing the monster for what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the people have a right to know that, considering we're being robbed to fund that kind of nonsense.
It's nearly the same type of a thing that we saw with Snowden. Snowden was just like, I think he even said this himself. He's like, they say I committed treason. Well, committing treason is giving secrets to your country's enemy. Yeah. I didn't do that. I gave it to the country, to the people of the country.
Yeah.
So that's not treason. What I did is I just revealed the truth, and I saw it, and I thought everybody should know about it, and that's why I did what I did. Same kind of a thing happened here with Chelsea Manning. It's just that Assange was in his WikiLeaks. We're like, yeah, we'll publish that.
Absolutely. You know, as it should be.
They are a publisher. That's what publishers do.
Yeah.
Currently, Assange is imprisoned in the London maximum security prison, Belmarsh, and the whistleblower has resided in the jail since 2019. The Assange DAO wants to shine light on the corruption tied to Assange's case and help liberate the activist from imprisonment. The group's website explains that the focus is to continue fighting for Julian Assange, freedom of Julian Assange, the AssangeDAO.org website details. The website adds, "We will raise funds to help with his legal fees and campaigns to increase public awareness on the systemic failure of our justice systems. We, the cypherpunks, are rallying to the cause of a fellow cypherpunk in distress." Now, I love that. Because the cypherpunks created cryptocurrency.
Again, don't get me wrong. I like the attitude and the motivation behind it. It's just he is such a high priority target for state actors and the government.
Yeah.
Right? That I don't know how much press you would have to get and how many, you know, individual citizens of the world would have to start rallying behind him and demanding, you know. Like, look, I'll tie this to the truckers. Like, look how many truckers there are in, like, Ottawa, Canada right now. And the Canadian government's, like, not even budging right at the moment.
Right.
Right? So they've had Julian Assange for years. There's almost no public support for him outside of, you know, very small circles.
Yeah.
And even if you got a large amount of support, you think that's what's going to cause them to let him go? Like, oh,
yeah,
like,
I mean,
a million people want you free, so I guess we'll just let you go now.
I want to say this, and it might not be said correctly, but I see this as like a reverse propaganda campaign.
Sure.
Right, where they're going to take this money and they're going to put it into advertising of some sort or different sorts, hopefully, you know, many different avenues of advertising. And if they can continue to collect money and pay for all these ads, they could, in theory, have an impact the same as, you know, what the large media has in, you know, keeping things away from folks or telling them the wrong things and all that stuff.
Maybe. Possible. I mean, again, I hear you, but the government has infinite amount of money, right?
Just they can.
They can. And so they can always spend more to combat that, and the average individual, no matter what country you're in, probably gets most of their information from the state agencies anyway. So it's always going to be combated in greater force than you'll ever be able to keep up with.
Furthermore, the website hosts a quote from Assange that says, "One of the best ways to achieve justice is to expose injustice." So far, the Assange-centric DAO has raised 2.533 Ether, or roughly $7.5 million using the current exchange rate. Essentially, the DAO aims to raise the Ethereum in return for the, it's a dollar sign justice governance token, to bid on a one-to-one NFT. I don't know what that last sentence means. I haven't been following NFTs.
Don't worry about it.
The non-fungible token art was produced by the digital artist PAC in collaboration with Julian Assange. The group's DAO fundraise on Juicebox Money explains. According to the Assange DAO team, the Assange family has endorsed the project and have worked closely with the DAO. So it's a new technology. I like seeing it deployed for charitable reasons.
Sure.
I feel that this qualifies as a charitable reason. We'll see how it turns out.
Yeah, again, not disputing the idea or the motivation behind it. Just questioning the effectiveness on actually getting Julian Assange released into the world.
Negative, naysaying, nay, Bob.
From experience, bro.
I don't disagree with the point. They're completely valid. We'll see what happens. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
That's how she got the nickname Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with kings versus either.
Not at all. Just the king's men.
And that's how space travel is possible today. Yes, it is Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you would like to join us in the studio tonight. It's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
If you want to join us, give us a call. Phones are open. It's a live call-in talk radio program. We're broadcast nationally. We're syndicated nationally. We're on the internet, and we're on some satellite radio stations. So, you know, if you've been feeling bashful, I know sometimes people kind of freak out. Like, oh, my voice is on the radio. I can't do it. I've had people come up to me and be like, I don't know how you guys are on the radio. And it's like, well, we just sit in front of a microphone and talk. Like, but some people are hung up, but like they feel like, you know, they freeze, like that stage fright or whatever it is. So I understand. And so don't call if, you know, you feel like you're going to freeze. But
if you're going to make a terrible call and just bring the show down, just keep it to yourself. Type it in the chat room and maybe we'll read it. That's for you guys. But if you have something important to say.
Or call some other talk show. We
call the locals. Just try this and, is national level stuff right here.
Try and be interesting, really, if you're going to call.
I know who we're talking to.
So, we were talking about this decentralized.
A name came to mind, didn't it?
Decentralized autonomous organization. But we're going to move on from that, and instead, we're going to begin the discussion of this article from Newsweek. Did you want to read this one?
I have it ready if you want me to.
I can too. It's fine.
Well, you guys could read it together.
Okay, so maybe not then, because my source is USA Today, not Newsweek.
You instructed me to find a better source or an updated version.
Okay, read the updated version. I don't have the updated version.
And by instructed, I mean suggested. And I was like, oh, yeah, he said I should go find. And, like, the link that you gave me, I was behind a paywall anyway, and I had to jump through hoops.
Because
so.
I said, here's this story, but there's been an update, and I don't have the update.
And it's not a story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls.
Or the guy who brought up three very lovely boys.
Yeah. None of them had hair of gold. like her mother, the youngest one in curls. U.S. news from Newsweek. Mother, right, Danzig, anyone?
Okay, yeah.
Mother alleges she was virtually groped in attack inside of Facebook's metaverse.
Oh, no.
It's happened to me before.
In the metaverse?
You've been in Facebook's metaverse?
No.
Oh.
Maybe that was a dream. Never mind. Carry on.
I was like, wow, that's surprising that you've
coming
been
up
metaverse.
On Free Talk Live. Yeah. Nikki's dreams and fantasies.
How does virtually being
that's going to triple our audience it? Numbers.
It probably is. A British mother recently came forward, if you want to call it that, with accusations that she was virtually groped during an attack by 3 to 4 male avatars inside Meta's metaverse.
It's like so hard to take this seriously.
I made a joke last night. It's not even my joke, but it's 9 out of 10 people enjoy gang rape.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Yeah.
She clearly did not enjoy this.
Which, by the way, is also democracy.
Yeah.
Right. Is 9 out of 10 people telling the one guy what to do?
It's sad that you have to make that connection for our audience. Like, you guys figure it out.
It's sad that I have to make that connection for human beings at all. But like I say that with, but I was once a person who needed to be told that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was in the fog of statism, man. I was, if anything, I was probably closest to, like, a constitutionalist.
Okay. Right?
And I think I've gone over this previously, but it was because the families that I grew up in were largely religious. And so everybody would always be like, well, what does it say in the Bible? Right. Yeah. What does it say in the Bible? And so, like, then when it came to political stuff, I'd be like, well, what does it say in the Constitution? Doesn't say anything? Great, don't do anything. Right? It says you can't or you can or whatever. Okay, fine, do that then.
Shall not be infringed.
And then you get to the point where you say, what do I think?
Yeah. Well, you get to the point where you're like, wait a minute, the people who are supposed to be enforcing the things that are in the Constitution aren't. And in fact, they're blatantly violating them at every turn. And have been for, well, the entire duration of the organization's existence.
There's that, too.
So
that was a big point at the table conversation at tonight's meetup and dinner.
Yeah.
Was that, like, the government has their set of rules. And you say to yourself, well, okay, now that we know the rules, let's beat them at their own game by, like, doing things within their rules. And then they blatantly violate their own rules when it's convenient for them.
Yeah.
And go like, well, now what?
Yeah,
we break the rules,
too? These rules, the Constitution, in and of itself, to paraphrase Lysander Spinner, is a metaverse in and of itself. Right? They've created this situation, the set of rules that everybody looks to as like, oh, this is how you combat or play the game of government. Here's the it's like Monopoly, right? Here's the rules on the back of the box, right?
Sure.
And you're supposed to follow them, and that's supposed to work. But they wrote all the rules. So it's a lose-lose situation. They wrote the rules to favor them and not you.
Yeah. And then when you find a way for it to favor you, they go like, no, we don't worry about that.
Yeah. What is the other phrase? It's a funny game when the only option, the only winning move is not to play. Right? And so
some more games.
Yeah. So we get all of this, all of these people who try and sort of take on the government, or I'm going to become I'm going to work for the government and change it from the inside. No, you're not. What's going to happen is you're going to get a job, and it's going to be cushy, and then you're going to be put into morally corrupt positions immediately, if not sooner, and you're going to have to choose between several different morally corrupt options instead of doing the right thing. And if you don't get chewed up and spit out by the machine, you become the evil that it is.
The favorite one I've heard is, I'm going to use my government pension to fund liberty in the future.
What?
Right? I'm so close to retirement, I'm just going to get my pension and use that to fund liberty things.
Sure.
All right, so back to this British mother who recently came forward with the accusations that she was virtually groped during an attack by 3 to 4. She doesn't know how many. She can only count to 3 to 4.
Well, they're avatars. You never know.
Nina Jane Patel, 43, wrote in a Medium blog post in December that within 60 seconds of joining a lobby inside the metaverse created by Meta, formerly known as Facebook, She was verbally and sexually harassed by a group of male avatars.
I just can't stop thinking of GTA. Like, what do you think this is? You know, like,
I need this. Yeah. Wow. In the post, the mother of four recounted watching her avatar get groped and virtually gang raped.
I'm glad these miscreants have a virtual outlet for this instead of taking it into the real world.
She remembered it being so horrible that she was unable to react fast enough.
So turn off
log
the
computer. Out. Log out.
Like, so
turn off
away.
Your TV. Like, unplug what? Your game. Put down the magic rectangle, whatever, you know. I don't know how to access
it's just,
the metaverse.
It's so hard to take this seriously because there are actual, like, people being sexually assaulted.
Right.
And this lady has the audacity to even say this.
To write a Medium blog.
Yeah. Like, what?
As long as it's not an extra Medium blog.
Jesus. That's a double callback.
That's right. I brought up extra Medium again yesterday, too. So,
okay.
It's an echoing, dual, repetitive redundancy. You're supposed to say, you can say that again.
You can say that again.
It's an echoing, dual, repetitive redundancy.
I was thinking of Nobody's Line, the answer the phone department of the redundancy department.
That's Monty Python, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
But yes, he likes to quote Monty Python as well. Patel claimed the avatars touched her avatar, which she said resembled her in real life, inappropriately, while they took pictures and made crude comments.
Well, there's your problem right there. Don't make your avatar the way you look in real life.
But what did the avatars take pictures of the other avatars groping her avatar?
Bro, I'm totally going to screenshot this and post it to Reddit.
Patel claimed, I'm just going to read this again. Patel claimed the avatars touched her avatar, which she said resembled her in real life, inappropriately, while they took pictures and made crude comments. I don't know. It was surreal. It was a nightmare, Patel wrote. Patel told Newsweek she tried to report and block the individuals responsible, but everything happened so quickly she was unable to report it. No.
Call the Facebook police. It's plenty of those guys.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like reporting something has nothing to do with things happening quickly. It's like, things happen quickly. Okay, great. Now it's over. You can still report it if you're going to. This lady's weird.
I mean, what do you say in the report? That things that were allowed in the game happened?
603-283-6160. When you join the metaverse, will you be groping other avatars? Give us a call. Let us know. This
now
is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.